With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Now, last night, we had dinner with the folks from Rock 98.5. Mm-hmm. And we had two cars. Maitland's going to that bachelorette party. So on the way down, me and Hot Wings in one car, Steve and Maitland and Kelly in the other. And then last night, I felt so left out because I had to run out and run a couple quick errands because I didn't bring everything. And then you guys all went with Maitland. And I felt like I had been excluded from something.
You and really then did mess out.
When I got back, I'm like, I'll park next to where Maitland is because I just thought I would. And I looked all over that parking lot, and I couldn't find her car. And then when I was walking out this morning, Steve, I said, where did Maitland park? And he goes, oh, God. And then he said, what time did you get back? And I told him, and he goes, oh, we probably only parked like 5 minutes for you. And my errands took almost an hour.
It did not take that long.
What was happening?
Rude.
I'm not accusing you. I'm just telling you what he told me.
I did not realize that the main road that like our restaurant was on was only going one way.
It's a highway.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a divided highway.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes
so
both ways.
You can't just drive over the median. You got to do, kind of make a little U-E there.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, I turned. I went the wrong way out of the parking lot. So I got turned around, and the GPS was like, head west out of the here. And I was like, I don't know that.
We were putting some bonus miles on.
You
west.
Didn't know west?
When it says head west out of a parking lot, I'm like, tell me right or left.
Like, well, doesn't that depend on your min? Which way you're facing?
Yeah, sure. But I'm not a compass, so.
I mean, I think there's one on your dashboard, but.
I don't probably know how to read it.
Probably on the GPS, typically.
Okay, well, just tell me right or left, Siri, please.
Yeah. So it said go west, and you're like, go to hell.
So,
So you made a right, which you kind of had to from there.
And yes, then, and then but. It got all turned around, and it told me to turn on a different road, which that road was a Lowe's parking lot, which I don't know why. And it had me cut through the parking lot, and it was kind of dark.
As a side note,
kind of dark.
The hotel,
It was 6:45.
It wasn't dark. Not at all.
I mean, it was cloudy. I'll give you cloudy.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was cloudy.
By the way, the hotel, the restaurant, and this venue are all within a mile and a half of each other.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
It's not like you were driving from Brooklyn to Philadelphia.
No.
Yeah.
So then I get out onto the main road, and then it's going to tell me to make a U-turn, but it was like we were at like a left turn light, so we're just waiting for the light, and the whole time Kelly's in the passenger seat, like, you could just go right now.
You can
run light
it.
Was red for a long time.
You're allowed to run red lights if you're U-turning, though, like, because you're not really going through the light. You're just like,
No. You skipped a step.
Did I?
Before we got to you trying to make her turn on a solid red arrow. That was we were there because you missed the entrance to the hotel.
Yeah. So then, yeah, I
and
got
then
the
we
right
went
way.
Into the next one, and you go, I think they'll connect, and I go, these don't connect.
I was trying to convince her to jump the curb.
Yes.
There's nothing I love more than trying to convince people to jump curb
when it's not your car.
When it's not my car.
And Hot Wings was such a good dad. He was in the back. He's like, do not do that in this car.
This car is not made for that.
So then we get back out there, and I have to go to the left turn light. Kelly's like, do it on the red one, do it. And I was like, I can't tell if you're joking or not.
And I'm again in the back going, do not do that. Don't do that right now. There is oncoming traffic. We will all die.
Not even the potential law violation. Kelly was saying turn into oncoming traffic.
Turn.
There was
just
nobody
turn.
Coming, okay? There's literally nobody on this highway. And then we sat there for like 45 minutes.
It was a long light.
It's a long one. It is a long light.
Kokomo remains Stoplight City. The first time we came here 15 years ago, they said, welcome to Stoplight City. We're driving through what's not a large town, takes an hour. Because every inch there's a stoplight, and the cycles, you guys have long cycles. You know that.
They're
I'm not telling
really,
you anything you don't know.
Really long.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So then, several U-turns later, we made it to our destination.
Yeah, we got there.
It's unrelenting being the driver with this group, isn't it? Do you understand why it's frustrating for me now?
I get it now.
Yeah.
Well, then
violate laws. Do it. I would.
Maitland's car almost decapitated us, too, in the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh. It sure did. She's got just a crossover SUV. Those things are made, you know, it's got, like, the powered back hatch on it. Those generally will stop if they hit resistance. Maitland's doesn't. So Steve and I are under the hatch. And it just starts coming down.
Like
and
both we go, of us.
Oh, don't do
both
that.
Both of us are pushing
and it
up
just
on
keeps
it.
Going. We go, oh, my God. It's like to get out of there before
it's like a trash truck compacting the trash at the back.
It never stopped.
Well, I didn't realize that they had opened it already. So I went to get out, and I pushed the little button that opens it for you. Mm-hmm. And then I just hear screaming. Oh, God, I almost killed him.
I just stood there, too, while both of the guys were like, we're going to try and make this thing open back up. And the commentary, I pulled my phone out way too late, but the commentary was so funny.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, normally you just kind of bump those and they'll go back up.
What's the deal with this car roof?
Kept coming. We go, oh my God, it's going to kill us.
Kelly, how did Hot Wings sound?
He said, oh my God, this thing is starting to close on its own. Where's the fenther? Where's the dang fenther, Maitland? This thing's going to decapitate me and little Steve over here. His little hands can barely handle the thing.
True. I have it just like that.
Sheer panic. Yeah. And I just stood there the whole time trying to record.
Steve looks like Atlas holding the world.
Yes.
Yeah, that's quite an adventure.
The whole time I
just went to a mire.
I'm so sorry, guys. So funny. I just apologized the whole time.
I think they should ride home with you.
We're going to the Bachelorette.
Surprise.
Yeah. I'll just go solo.
I might go to the bachelor party if you don't promise not to sing Back Home Again in Indiana.
Back Home Again in Indiana. I wouldn't bring it up to
my
me.
My butt.
Exactly.
I'm sure it won't happen when it's quiet in the car and my brain starts to wander.
No.
You know it will.
I do think that from now on, maybe starting with the car ride home, especially since Free Beer is going to be driving.
Nope.
Oh, can't wait.
We got to have like a show GoPro. And that way we can show you guys how the car rides go. Some of it, just so we don't insult other radio people, might have to be completely silenced and bleeped out. Because we sure do love to make fun of other radio people on the car ride home. Mm-hmm. But like being a fly on the wall, when we heard the song about George Washington yesterday, and somehow it tied into Abraham Lincoln and Jesus and pizza. It was just like those reactions. I wish I could have gotten all of us, because we had a moment yesterday where we were all singing about how John 3:16 met Jack Daniels and then again Jesus. It was magical.
Hot Wings and I learned that George Washington was a tall, giant redhead with the rabies during the Revolutionary War from Shane Gillis, and that's why we defeated the other world. Yeah. So we also learned about G-Dub.
We did. We were all learning about George Washington in our own ways yesterday.